How's it going, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages? This is David from Ghost Productions, welcoming you back to another chapter reading of Anyways. I've gotten a lot of good and positive feedback from doing this, and I know that it is exciting for me to read and narrate as it is for you to listen, and I'd like to thank you all for having the time to just enjoy this little work of fiction that I wrote. So, yesterday, or last Saturday, last week, we dived into the prologue and chapters 1 and 2. Today, we will be doing chapters 3 and 4. Next Saturday, we'll be doing 5 and 6. Well, without further ado, here we go. Chapter 3. June 3rd, 2018. It was about 7:30 in the morning when I woke up, and the routine of getting ready for the day had started. I did the usual thing of taking a shower in the morning, making my way downstairs to have some breakfast with my family before I went to school. Today was different, because it was the last day of my junior year, but most importantly, it was another step closer to finally graduating high school. I was eating breakfast with my family, and for once I felt at ease, as if my problems didn't exist in the moment. I finished my breakfast and rushed upstairs to get my phone and guitar so that I could make my way to the bus stop and hopefully be on time. I grabbed my things and headed out the door as quick as I could and made my way to the bus stop. "Hey, I thought we would meet up here," I heard from behind as I turned around. I saw that it was Ashley. "Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne. Don't scare me like that," I said in reply while my heart almost dropped out of my body. "Oh my God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you like that," she said while almost laughing at me. No, it's fine. "I just wasn't expecting to see you so soon," I said, as I wondered where the hell the bus was to save me from the embarrassment. Before she could answer, if by the grace of an imaginary god, the bus turned the corner of my street and promptly picked the five of us that were waiting up. I found my seat towards the front of the bus, and Ashley sat right beside me, and soon the bus began to drive towards the high school. The atmosphere on the bus was that of relief, since we all knew that this was the last day of school. So surprisingly, everyone got along. I looked over to my right where Ashley was sitting. "So, how was your day yesterday?" I said, making idle small talk for the meantime. "Oh, it was all right, just the same routine." I chuckled, and I replied, "Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Seems like I've been stuck in a routine forever." she laughed. "Yeah, it really sucks, because I just feel so trapped." At that moment, I played back yesterday in my head, and I didn't know that I felt trapped until she mentioned it. It was as if every day blended together, and the only way I could tell the difference was if I was going to school that day or not. "Yeah, I understand that feeling all too well," I said in reply, well, still thinking about the new feeling that I didn't know I felt. The bus had come to a stop, and we'd finally arrived in front of the high school. It was about 8:10, and I grabbed my things and I waited patiently to be left off the bus. It wasn't but a minute later, Ashley and myself got off the bus and I started to make my way to the courtyard that connects the library to the technology building. I was surprised to see Ashley following me to the same spot that we had met the previous day, and as we both got there, we put our backpacks beside the bench and started to play on my acoustic. My guitar was an E-flat tuning, so I did an impromptu performance of the song called "Until It Sleeps" by Metallica, which I guess sums up the way that both of us felt at the time. There was a constant sadness hovering over both of us, and sometimes we both just need to be held until that feeling went away. As I finished the song, she looked at me and said, "You know, you have a good voice." I looked back at her and said, "I try my best. I'm not as good as you think." She had a slight frown on her face, but quickly turned to a smile, and she said, "God damn it, Chris, can you please take a compliment for once?" We both shared a laugh as the bell rang, and we packed up and went our separate ways. Today was a bit different, as I was actually hopeful because some of my friends will begin their new lives tonight as they walk across the stage to finally put high school past them. In a way, I was looking forward to becoming a senior, and being that much closer to tell myself and my parents that I can actually do something right. The day passed rather quickly as the anticipation of graduation was looming. I found myself sitting in the same place with the same girl waiting for the same bus. It was on a tighter schedule than usual, so I don't have time. We didn't have time to play, so we just sat on the bench with Bring Me the Horizon playing in the background. We talked. "How do you feel about being a senior next year?" I said to her. "I feel like I'm one step closer to getting my life back on track," she said. And we both saw the bus haul ass into the parking lot for waiting students. We both got up and busted into a sprint to catch the bus in fear of it leaving without us. As we made it to the bus stop, she stopped and handed me a small piece of paper. As the doors closed, I opened the door and I noticed that it was her number. Chapter 4. As soon as I got home, I texted Ashley, letting her know who I was, so she knew it wasn't someone she didn't know. She didn't answer right away, so I put my phone in my pocket and my things in my room. I grabbed my acoustic and I just started to play some random chords just to see if they fit in with each other. I found that process usually helped me come up with chord progressions for songs that I didn't know I would end up writing. I settled with a really cool chord progression, but the thing is that I put a capo on the third fret and I played a fingerstyle riff. I recorded it on my phone and I had the bare riff on my phone. I noticed that I finally got a text from Ashley. "Hey," I dropped what I was doing and answered back. "Hey, what's up?" I put my phone down and got up from my bed so I could put away my guitar, seeing as how now my attention was needed somewhere else. I put my guitar in its case and headed back to my bed to check to see if my phone had any notifications. And to my surprise, I had several. "Hey Chris, sorry I didn't text you back sooner, but I was at a graduation party of a friend's," one message read. "I had fun, I'm home now, and I thought we could talk," last message read. I texted back, "Yeah, that sounds good. I'm glad you had fun." I got out of my messaging app and went to Spotify to play some music. And as I usually hit shuffle my playlist, the song Words as Weapons by Seether began to play. If I knew just how much the story of this song would have played in my life, I would have paid attention to it. But I didn't, as you will see. Things became complicated, so to speak. "What were the songs that you were playing over the last 2 days? I want to expand my playlist," she asked as I struggled to remember. It was then, by the grace of whatever God you pray to, that I remembered the songs. "Until It Sleeps" and "Unforgiven 2," both by Metallica. I suppose you could say that this was the first time that I had realized that she was trying to understand me more. That is not to say that I am a complex person to say, but I always held the belief that you could tell a lot about someone based on their music tastes. Some people do not see music that way, and that's fine, but others will wear their heart on their sleeves when it comes to songs that inspire them. I can tell you that most of my playlists at some point in time made me feel a certain way about every song. "Cool, I'll make sure to listen to them right now. Give me like 15 minutes, she said. And I replied, "Sure, take your time, Ashley." I put my phone on my chest and I closed my eyes as I heard We Stitch These Wounds by Black Veil Brides play. As most of you could tell by my music taste, I am emo. That's a shocker, I know. Believe me, I had a hard time coming to terms with it. It is almost a running gag with my friends and I am emo, and even though I do not dress like it sometimes, I do consider myself emo. It's something that not a lot of people in my school will admit, even though they do listen to the same bands that I do. There's a stigma about being emo, but I will not rant about it forever, reader. That is a story for another chapter. It was almost 10:30 when I received a text from Ashley again. "Hey, so I listened to the songs, and I love them. I think you did those songs justice during your performance," she replied, and I answered. "I could never replicate that. Trust me, I've tried." I got a response almost immediately reading, "God damn it, Chris, can you please take a compliment?" I replied, "Jesus Christ, all right then." I chuckled a little bit at this and responded, "I'm sorry, but that was funny." I do not think she enjoyed the joke at my own expense, but I like to think that it was funny. So much of life is serious that sometimes we need to have a laugh at ourselves, even though it makes the pain that we feel. If there's anything that I have learned, reader, it's that no matter the situation, there will always be a silver lining, though there will be a time when you cannot see it. Hindsight being what it is, I can say that now. However, during that time, I was not thinking about the possibility that I would need to do more than just be happy. It was about 11 p.m. now, and I was half awake and half asleep as the songs in my playlist began to slowly put me to sleep. Somehow, in my half-asleep state, I was able to send her a message. Hey, sorry, I'm falling asleep. Can we continue our conversation tomorrow? She replied, saying yes, and we both said goodnight. At this point, we were still awkward towards each other, but this new awkwardness would fade over the days as we talked. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for staying tuned or keeping up to today with this, I guess you could say, melodrama of a novel, soon to be novel, I suppose. So this has been chapters 3 and 4. Next Saturday, we will dive into chapters 5 and 6. If you really enjoy, anyways, why not go ahead and subscribe to the podcast? That way you know exactly when I put up new episodes and you will never be caught in the rain or cut with your pants to your metaphorical ankles again. If you really enjoy the things that I've been doing here, why not consider supporting the podcast? I know. It feels... When someone says, support the podcast, everyone immediately thinks, oh, well, they're going to ask me for money. Well, I'm not. If you really do enjoy the podcast, go ahead and share it with your friends. Go ahead and like it. Go ahead and leave it a review on Spotify. And if you feel so inclined that you feel like you want to monetarily help out the show, there's a link in every episode of Ghost Productions that I do. You can go ahead and click there, and you can go ahead and donate. $4.99, I believe, is the standard. I'm not going to ask you for your arm, leg, and the blood of your firstborn child. But it's something to consider. If all you would like to do is spread the word of the podcast, I'm absolutely okay with that. Anything else after that is just a blessing. I'd like to thank all of you who have continued to be here with me after so many rebrandings of this show. It really means a lot to me. But anyways, chapters 5 and 6 will be narrated next Saturday. I hope you can enjoy your weekend while I'm away, and I hope that you anticipate chapters 5 and 6 the way that I do narrating them. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, this has been David from Ghost Productions, and I hope you have a good day wherever you are. I'll talk to you next Saturday. See ya.